You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Gravity Podcast, where we host conversations on developing a Christian spirituality rooted in love that fosters resilient faith in everyday life.
Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering hero. You guys, they won! Michigan's the national champions. Woo!
I don't follow college football.
That's so not even true.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Give me at least a little whoop-de-doo, like that something. You got to give me some sort of cheering.
Christy is a lifelong Michigan Wolverines college football fan, and they won the national championship last week.
I bleed blue, people.
And they won it convincingly. And from one friend to another, Christy, I am so happy for you. I know that this means a great deal to you. I can only imagine, because my team doesn't ever win, that how wonderful it is to have your team win. So,
hey, first time in 26 years.
Congrats. It's fun.
Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, I just had to celebrate.
Way to go. Way to go, yeah. Wolverines.
Well, listener, done. If you found us and you thought it was like a sports podcast, you are wrong. Yeah. This is the Gravity Podcast.
So
it's
sorry.
Christy, Matt, Ben. Here we are together again.
Together again.
Yes.
In 2024.
That's right.
Yep.
But we got something. I got to ask you some questions today, guys.
Yeah.
Because we kind of have this announcement. We had an email going out, but we have this announcement, and the announcement is that our name of the Gravity Podcast is now just Gravity Podcast.
Yes, instead of the Gravity podcast Leadership. And the big announcement is that we're changing the name of our entire organization from Gravity Leadership to Gravity Commons, and so that's a big change. We are shifting our focus a little bit. That's a big change. And we kind of have a new look. That's a new change. So
yeah.
Changes all around.
Okay. So you're going to have to walk us through this. Walk me and the listener through what is unique about the word commons. Tell us why you chose that and changed it from leadership to commons.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can start by backing up just a little bit. We started Gravity in 2015 or so. Yes, thank you. Sound effects. But we started it. Was it 2015?
Yeah,
that feels right.
Yep.
We started Gravity in 2015, and do you guys remember 2015?
Oh, geez,
do you remember that?
Barely.
Do you remember anything pre 2016? What lovely times! Incredible times. No, but the world has been through seismic cultural shifts since then. Mm-hmm. Like just all kinds of stuff. I mean, there was, you know, the election of Trump. There was all the reckoning with kind of the underlying racism and a lot of, you know, versions of Christian faith and all of that kind of stuff happening. The pandemic, you know, it didn't help. I don't think overall, I would say it didn't help. So, but over those years, we've learned a lot about God and about the world and a few things about ourselves. So that's kind of the background of why we're making this change. And as we were just thinking about kind of what Gravity's good at, what our sweet spot is, I think it's two things at least, but these two things seem to come up over and over as people tell us what they appreciate about what we do. One is that I think part of our sweet spot is making spiritual formation practical, accessible to everyone. And so kind of from day one, that's been a really big heartbeat of what we've tried to do is to say, what does it actually look like for us to live out our faith, you know, actually live out our faith? Like, what does it mean that God is, it's nice to think that God's present and at work, but how do I notice what God's doing? How do I understand what's actually happening in my life and what God's doing in my life? So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And that primarily gets expressed in our cohorts that we take people through. And then I think the second thing that is a sweet spot for us is cultivating conversations for like collaborative learning where we do actual real-time discovery of something new together, you know, on a podcast or, you know, in an online conversation or in a Zoom chat or an in-person conversation. So I think it's something that we care about and something that we're sort of good at. So ultimately, we wanted to reorganize our time and energy in 2024 to spend more time focusing on those areas. And so that's what brought it about. We're changing our name, kind of building a new website and creating a new online community. So that's the background.
It's good. These three things. I'm excited. Can we just talk about those three things just for a few minutes? Yeah. Let's talk first about just why we're changing the name, why we're changing it from the mm-hmm. Gravity Leadership to Gravity Commons. There's really two reasons. And so Matt, do you want to kind of share a little bit?
I can do that. So the Commons, excuse me. Is this thing on? The Commons is something that existed in pre-industrial England. So we're talking like England of what we commonly call like the Middle Ages. And the Commons was an area in a village that was held in possession by all the people who lived in the village. And it was a common space. So it wasn't private property, didn't belong to one person, it belonged to everybody. And everybody used it for their survival / flourishing. So everyone grazed their animals there. Everyone grew crops there. Everyone played flag football there. Like it was the space that everyone held in common. And I think that what we've noticed in Gravity is that because of these seismic shifts and because of a lot of dislocation and disorientation that have taken place in the Western white evangelical church, a lot of people find themselves out of spaces of belonging or renegotiating spaces of belonging and looking for a place where they can be together. And we thought that the Commons was a good metaphor to describe the kind of, not only the kind of place where we can all bring what we have and share it together and have a generative space, but also it was a good metaphor to describe kind of like ownership, like, mm-hmm. like this space is different if you don't bring your goat here. You know what I mean?
Right. If you don't show up to play flag football.
Yeah. We need you at wide end, Ben. Mm-hmm. I think that's still I don't watch college football, so I don't really know what the positions are.
I've heard tight end and wide receiver.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is the shift from leadership to commons is when we started in 2015, the primary audience we worked with were pastors at churches and leaders at churches. And over the last 8 years, we still work with pastors and leaders, but a much greater variety of people come to us now. A lot of lay people do. A lot of people in between churches come to us. A lot of people who maybe don't have an official leadership position. And I think two things. We want to acknowledge that and create spaces for those people, because a commons area involves leaders too. But we felt like that was a much more inclusive word, whereas leadership a lot of times signaled to the wrong people, you don't belong here. And we don't want to signal to what we think are the right people for Gravity, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
What I hear you saying is that we're still working with leaders, lots of them, but we're working with anyone who wants to develop a Christian spirituality rooted in love.
Yes.
That fosters resilient faith. And and so we're going to remove leaders and we're going to change it to Gravity Commons.
Yes. Yeah. Remove the word leadership. We're not removing the leaders.
Right,
They can stay. You guys can come. You guys can be with us. And it's, I'll just say it's oftentimes leaders of churches that are experiencing a lot of the questions that we, that we feel that are important to talk about. They're experiencing those things often very acutely. And so we do continue to work with leaders, but we're not really like a leadership organization. So it just didn't seem right to have that in the title. So changing the name.
Well, and we also want to cultivate conversations, right? Mm-hmm. You guys have said that you're not content creators, but you're content, like you
conversation you bring the, conveners.
Yes, you bring the conversation. Maybe double click on that a little bit, Ben.
Yeah. So I think this gets to why I think the commons is an apt metaphor for what we're trying to do. Is we are, Matt and I, and you're part of this too, Christy. I don't think that we've ever thought of ourselves as like you said, content creators, where it's like, we're going to come up with a great online course and we're going to, we do create content and we read a book and, et cetera, that kind of thing. But I think the sweet spot again is that we're more conversation conveners. Mm-hmm. And so we'd love to do that on this podcast. But we also want to do that with all y'all. And so, a podcast is great. This is fun. You're listening to us, but it's kind of one-way communication, right? Like there's not a way for everybody listening to join in this conversation. And so the metaphor of the commons, I think, is that kind of metaphor to say, we actually think that we're all going to learn more if we have more ways for everybody to kind of join in, listen, and then contribute to, like, what are your reflections on this? Contribute to the, to the conversation. And so, we're actually like next week's episode was basically, we just recorded it earlier, but next week's episode has sprung from the contribution of somebody who's part of our community. Yep. Not a church leader, not anybody who's a regular, part of the podcast at all, but just somebody who listened to the podcast, offered their thoughts and reflections, and they were super helpful, super profound. Yeah. And I learned a lot just thinking about what they wrote.
Yeah.
So we're wanting to create more ways to do that, to connect everybody in kind of the Gravity universe together, to cultivate this real community where we can actually all contribute and participate in the conversation. And so we did create something called the Gravity Community to be able to do that. That's where this person whose comments we're talking about next week and next week's episode, that's where they left these comments. And so there's a link to this in the show notes, but it's called the Gravity Community. And it's meant to be kind of like an online commons for people who want to explore questions about faith and learn together, what does it look like to follow Jesus in the 21st century? I like to think about it as kind of like a good kind of social media, like the best of social media, where it's not a huge platform that everybody's supposed to get on. And then it's funded by selling your information to advertisers. But it's this, which is, it's a major part of all the issues with social media. It's a big part of it. But this is more of a bespoke, small community of people with a common interest who want to learn from one another, who want to befriend one another. And it's funded by us. It's funded by the people who actually use the network, who are part of the quote unquote commons. And so I'm excited about it. We kind of soft launched it to a number of people already. And so we've already got like 400 people in this community. These are the kinds of spaces that we want to create where we can elaborate on ideas and have real discussions and find ways to act and speak meaningfully together for justice and for the common good.
That's what I'm excited. It's going to be great. And I hope a lot of people like really do join. It's not just that they're just listening, but they actually participate and there is dialogue and
we've had a lot of that so far and I'm excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
So yeah. Listener, you can check it out check out our new website. It's gravitycommons.com. Gravitycommons.com. And then check out the Gravity community. There's a link there on the website, but otherwise you can just go to gravitycommons.com/community to, just check out what we're doing and join the community. By the way, to join the community is free. We do have a paid membership that gives you a bit more access. There's a second podcast that we do and a number of other things. You can get, we're doing some courses later in the year that you can get in on, like live courses, kind of Bible study kind of courses that you can get in on. Our whole Learning Lab archive is there, that kind of thing. But there is a free version of it just to kind of get you in, and there's a couple courses and groups you can join and community spaces to talk about the podcast, to talk about, you know, other questions that are on your mind. Curated links, all that stuff is in there.
And we're still doing cohorts, yes?
We are, definitely.
Starting two now. Starting two right now. One in the evening and one
in the day. I was just going to say, like, if you're interested in that, reach out because we would love for you to be a part of it. I would say personally, it outside of Jesus and therapy, it's probably one of the most impactful times of my life, like when I first went through it. In fact, Matt, I don't know, after I went through it once with you, this is like 10 years ago or whatever, when you first started, I was like, okay, I'm going second year. And you were like, there isn't a second year. I'm like, oh, yes, there is. I'm going again. If you have thought about it and you're interested, reach out because I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth the time and the money and the energy. So,
Jesus, therapy, gravity cohort.
I'm telling you, I'm not lying. That is actually just really true for me.
Yeah, that's that. Thank you for sharing that, Christy. Yeah, I mean, and just to put a just to double click on that too, you know, that used to be called Gravity Leadership Academy, but again, we're taking that leadership word out. And the other reason that we're changing the name of this going through a gravity cohort is now it's a formation cohort. It's the formation course, and so you can find out more at gravitycommons.com/formation. But that is another way of highlighting some of the shift that we realized is. It's not like, I think it's a great leadership course if you want to learn how to pay attention to how God is at work in your community, but it's also just a great discipleship course. It's a great, a great way for people to discover how to pay attention to what God is doing. And it's just transformative when you start to realize that God is actually already at work in my life. He's already at work.
Yeah,
and
it's for everyone.
You can learn how to pay attention to that and learn how to participate in that. It's life-changing. It's been life-changing for me.
Yeah.
To learn that. So.
So we got a new name, new website, and you can join a new cohort, be a part of the new commons, all of it.
And the platform is wonderful. It's I would call it elegant. Mm, yeah. Elegant. It's like simple and pretty. Ben's done a great job migrating our website over to Mighty Networks, especially the Gravity community area of it. And it really gives us, it's like a curated social media area, really is what it is. So some of the best parts of what I like about Facebook and Twitter can happen there in conversations and prayer requests are happening. It's just really beautiful.
Yeah. And there's no trolls.
No trolls.
Because we kick them out. If they show up, we've never had a troll show up. So. it is really good. And by the way, Mighty Networks is the platform that Matt just mentioned. So you don't really need to know about that, except that there's an app, and so you can download the app and log in, and that's another way that it can kind of feel like maybe a good social media connection for you with connecting with other people in the Gravity universe who care about the same things. So anyway, there's instructions about how to do all that on the website, but feel free to reach out, listeners, if you have questions about any of it. But we're really excited about 2024.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I started, you know, with the song, but I feel like I should sing a song now, but okay. I don't have one. Oh, no, I don't. But like, I'm singing and I'm in a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite song.
I'm singing.
No. Okay. Come find us.
It's great. That was an Elf reference, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay. Well done. Well done, Christy. That's incredible. Incredible work. Do you do Dumb and Dumber references?
She does all kinds of songs.
Oh. Pets' heads are falling off.
To either sing a standard or write amazing. One. She'll come. Yeah, her husband will write raps. Maybe and a she'll listener. Write songs.
Yes, he will. Okay, friends. Well, there you have it.
Shorter episode for this week. But hey, use the extra time that you're not listening to the rest of this podcast. Yeah. Go check out the new website. Go check out the sign up for the community. Again, it's free. And you can just get in there and see who's there. And it's great. You can talk to each other, not just like send emails to me. You know?
Can I
it's
tease
great.
Something here?
Sure.
We're gonna run like classes. One of the things we want to offer is a class, and I'm putting together. I'm going to mention this in the podcast we just recorded. That's going to be out next week. I've been working on this class about how Jesus interacts with women, and I'm super excited about it. I think there's so much to glean from how Jesus interacts with less powerful people, and how Jesus interacts with shameful, marginalized people when we look at his interactions with famous stories with women. And so that's something that's going to be available to subscribers paid subscribers. So there's lots of free stuff to do there. And then there's things that will be for a nominal monthly fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about those classes.
Me too.
We'll probably run 3 or 4 of those a year. And then they'll be available afterwards as well. So
yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, listeners. We'll see you in the Gravity community. Peace, friends. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Gravity Podcast. If you're finding it helpful, please tell your friends about it. Word of mouth is the best advertising. Ratings and reviews online also help others find the podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. To join discussions about the podcast and lots more, join us in the Gravity community. It's free to join, and you can connect there with other listeners to the podcast to talk about faith and spirituality and whatever else comes up. To join, go to gravitycommons.com/community. The Gravity Podcast is produced by Ben Sternke and Matt Tebbe. Aaron Sternke edits and mixes the podcast. You can check out his mixing, engineering, and production work at aaronsternke.com. Finally, we would love to hear from you. To record a question or comment for us, you can go to gravitycommons.com/message and click the Start Recording button. You can also email us at podcast@gravitycommons.com. Catch you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.